Christmas time again, so enjoy your office party.
Why's that been put in there?
I don't know.
Because we want to talk about Christmas. It may not be Christmas time officially, but in certain parts of the UK, it is Christmas time. Georgina Bowman.
That's it, never too early to talk about Christmas.
Never too early to talk about Christmas, especially when Christmas needs you, George.
Christmas does need me.
Are you turning on the Christmas lights this year? For those of you who don't know, we were talking about George and where she's from, and they came to us and said, maybe switch the lights on, and da-da-da-da-da. So, what's the story?
Well, I consulted my diary looking for big parties and premieres and things I was going to be invited to. Nothing. So, yes, I am going to turn on the ulti Christmas lights.
Yeah! Altrincham, the Queen is coming home.
Fabulous.
Except I said I will, but I've just looked at the website now and it says the fun starts at 12:30 with festive entertainment including Silly Billy and his furry friends.
Oh, you're so lucky.
I'm not going to be one of his furry friends.
Well, probably for the best, George, I would imagine.
Have a shave. Get the tash off before you go up there.
Yes.
So when is this?
It's next Saturday.
Brilliant.
Want to know where,
right.
Next to Boots at the end of George Street.
Brilliant.
Perfect place
and
for
is your mum
well.
Going to be able to make it with all the residents of Alti?
It's her proudest moment.
Wow.
I've been on Radio 1 for 8 years now, but this is the one thing that's
you've
made
it.
My mum proud.
This is it. Do you know, they could have had anybody.
I know.
Brian Ferry.
Well, it is only because the other mystery celebrity, which I think was a local Weather Girls, cancelled.
Has she?
She obviously has got premieres.
Do you know what? I think she's got her priorities in the wrong order.
I think so too.
The Alti Christmas lights come first, surely.
I reckon there'll be hundreds of thousands of fans there.
So, this Saturday.
Yep.
Where again?
Next to Boots at the end of George Street.
They've even named a street after you.
It's true.
What time?
I don't know. I guess it's followed at 4 p.m. by a finale of entertainment and the countdown to the Christmas lights switch on by a mystery celebrity.
That's you. That'll be you.
They'll be disappointed, won't they?
No, they won't. They'll love it.
And will they pick you up in a big limo and stuff and give you the full 5-star treatment?
I hope so.
So a council
scoder. I doubt it, though.
Hey, the freedom of Alti.
What do you want people to shout when you're on stage?
Newsbeat.
Really?
Yes. No.
What? No,
why,
no.
Why would I want people to shout Newsbeat?
No, but you should. It. Everybody in George
news
Street.
Newsbeat!
Newsbeat! Newsbeat! Newsbeat! Newsbeat!
No, my mum, I think, probably wouldn't be able to handle
that. No, they
that.
Should
the
do
excitement.
That. Newsbeat chant.
Yeah, okay.
That's it. You've said it now.
Maybe we can come up with a Newsbeat chant.
No, that's it. Newsbeat, Newsbeat.
Okay.
Wherever you live in the UK, go to Altrincham on Saturday.
George Street, next to Boots.
Yeah, that's it.
And watch George switch the lights on Georgina. And when he introduced on stage, please welcome from Radio 1, Georgina Bowman.
Newsbeat, 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 Newsbeat.
Brilliant.
Fantastic.
That will be excellent.
I think people need to practice that throughout the week as well.
Yes. Maybe we'll have a Newsbeat chant every day.
I think we should practicing, yeah.
To get people in the mood. And do you know what? Maybe this will take off, you know? I can see next summer, the World Cup. Rooney scores, and all the young fans, Newsbeat, Newsbeat, Newsbeat! Brilliant!
I tell you what, Rod would love it.
Oh,
wouldn't he?
Hey?
That's got a pay rise written all
exactly.
over it.
Exactly. Put that in your contract renegotiations.
I'm emailing him now.
That is the chant.
That's why you've got to get it recorded, because that will be on the air all next week.
Maybe we could get Chico to do it.
Oh, no, listen, the news on Chico, because Chico's apparently switching on the lights in Bridge End this year.
Ooh.
Who cares? George is switching them on in Altrincham. That is the new chant. That is the people's chant.
It's Newsbeat time.
Yeah. Newsbeat, Newsbeat. See you there, George. Newsbeat. Somebody's texting already. I might go to see George. See if she's as fit as she sounds, says Pauline Huddersfield.
Disappointed you'll be.
No, she's cute.
No, you wouldn't
no,
be
she's,
disappointed.
She's about a 3-pinter, but she's cute. You know I'm joking. And somebody's now texting going, haven't you just spoiled the surprise? It's not a mystery anymore. Well, you know, we were announcing it. That's what we're doing.
Also, and they need to practice the chant.
Yeah, plus also, we will be filling up the crowds now that they know that you're going to be there.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to switch on the lights here in Altrincham in just a moment. Hello? Right. So please welcome from BBC Radio 1 in the Chris Moyles Radio Breakfast Show, please welcome Georgina Bowman.
News feet.
Brilliant. That is great. And you'll be there, oh no, please, come on. Oh, stop it now. Well, it gives me great pleasure to be here in RT. News beat. Stop it now, fans.
I'm disappointed I can't be there, actually, because I think it'd be funny.
I think we should all go. Let's all
what
go.
What time are you on stage?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
After Silly Billy.
I'll tell you. After Silly Billy's furry friend.
It's going to be early, though, isn't it?
It'll be in the evening at some point.
I know. I've got tea time kickoff at West Brom, so I'm going to be struggling.
I can't make it either.
Maybe we could get it on a big screen at West
Brom. I'll get my cousin Paul to go. He's only down the road in Northwich.
He can video
over.
It.
Yeah.
You know, and then we can all watch it back on the studio on the Monday morning.
He could be our representative.
Excellent.
Brilliant. Newsbeat. If you're going to a gig tonight... Right, whoever the band you're seeing is, after your favourite song, you and all your mates start chanting Newsbeat. Let's get this going.
It's not going to work.
The next football match you're at, when your team score, I want a Newsbeat chant. If you're at school today, you know, and a fight kicks off at lunchtime, all crowd around in a circle chanting Newsbeat.
The teachers will love that, yeah.
Of course
yeah.
they will. Yes, Dave?
Nothing.
I thought you were...
No.
You put your hand up?
No.
Oh, okay. Newsbeat. Well, why don't we do it every morning? The Newsbeat chant, 8:30 every day.
Sounds good.
Or after the 8:30 news. Get the whole nation together. It'll blow the sleepy dust from your head in a Newsbeat chant.
It's lovely.
Where else can we do it? Football, gigs, school. Where
work.
Else? Work is
when
good.
When you're answering the phone.
Answer the phone. Newsbeat.
We
Newsbeat.
Do that anyway in Newsbeat.
I mean, obviously, it depends where you work. Newsbeat.